My job is a unit movement coordination center. I'm pretty much like a dispatch. I make sure all the vehicles we have, they can make it in and outside of the wire.
Sergeant, you know, you provide to us a very interesting perspective. You are there, we can't meet. What do you think people should know about what's happening there in Iraq that maybe we don't get in the news here in the U.S.?
It's actually a great thing to see the Iraqi people trying to stand up for themselves and then wanting us to back off so they can start picking up things on their own.
So what do you think people here would be surprised to learn about life there in Iraq?
It's actually not that much different than there, where a lot of us out here following the Olympics. We're really proud of the U.S. team and all the other teams out there. And it's pretty much just like being home, except you have to work every day.
How does the talk, you know, Stacia just read a story about, you know, possibly a timeline on bringing our troops home. How does that affect morale or conversations there with you and your fellow soldiers?
Well, it's good and bad. We can see coming out of Iraq would be good for us, but at the same time, we don't want to leave too early and have to come right back out here.
We know you're doing so much wonderful work out there, and of course, keeping all of us safe here at home. We have one final question for you. Do you have anyone back here in the Springs that you would like to say hello to this morning?
Yes, my dad. I love you, Dad. I love you, Mom. I know you guys are moving to a new house right now, so good luck on that. I would love to help you, but I can't be home right now.
You know, they'd love to have you here too. Sergeant, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your service.
Thank you guys for having me on the show.